From the edge of the web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
All right, so welcome to the Site Strategics Digital Marketing News Desk. This is the bonus news podcast and video for Edge of the Web Radio, episode 347. And I'm your host, Aaron Sparks. Joining me this week to take on the digital marketing tasks, as well as talk a little bit more about what's happening in the world regarding the coronavirus, is J.D. Prater. Let's look at our first article. J.D., how you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thanks for joining us today. And we're certainly going to dive into Quora here a little bit later in the show. But how are things in your neck of the woods?
Hey, you know, we're just trying to stay safe. We're all quarantined up. Sorry if you hear the little guy in the background. But, daycare is shut down. So my wife and I are going back and forth on workspaces, trying to figure out, you know, who gets the dedicated workspace for which meeting, and then who's going to put him down, and then who's going to take care of him. So this is...
Yep, we lost him. It's all right. He'll come back. He'll come back here in a second. They're probably doing rock, paper, scissors on that studio area. All right. So for everybody who's watching, we want to jump into news articles. JD will be right back from Search Engine Roundtable, Barry Schwartz's website. We've got a quick article regarding Google Ads and Google My Business. Google has actually been posting notices in the Google Ads and the Google My Business help areas that phone and other support areas may be slow or unavailable. Google said that in the light of the COVID-19 challenges, they're going to be restricting or it may very well be some delays in response as a precautionary health measure for our support specialists. In light of the COVID-19, we're operating with a limited team. Thanks for their patience, and as it may take longer than usual to connect with us. So this is certainly in the same space as everything we're seeing from tech companies. There's been so many changes in staffing going to remote that we're bound to see some support issues, right, JD?
Yeah, I mean, that's only a matter of time for all of us, especially if you don't have the mechanisms for remote work, mm-hmm. right? And so if you've never been able to like practice this or figure this part out, it's really tough in those first couple of weeks. But I do think it does get easier. I think, you know, we're using Zoom, right? You've got your microphones, you've got some headphones. Mm-hmm. We'll all get there. And especially on the support side, just being able to log in and get your chats in and be able to help you guys out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are wired for a lot of online support, but they have to be at their homes right now. And you got to show a little bit of grace here, and also realize that some things are a little bit less important right now than others. Yeah, you just have to kind of navigate it, right?
Yeah, I you hit on something. I think we all need a little bit more empathy. And I think everyone is trying to figure this out, right? I mean, we're all in the same boat, right? It doesn't matter if you're at Google, if you're at Quora, mm-hmm. if you're at Site Strategies, we're all in the same boat. So a little bit of empathy as we all work through these hurdles over the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
Fingers crossed, couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks, yeah, absolutely. So this kind of dovetails into our next article on Search Engine Land from Ginny Marvin, the coronavirus disrupts search and digital ad budgets. With ad spend expecting to fall in many sectors, media buyers share what they're seeing on the ground. A very good article regarding some of the changes that people are already expressing. So the Needham analysts Laura Martin and Dan Medina said there's evidence of a lower spending in travel, retail, consumer packaged goods, and entertainment, which together they estimate represent about 30 to 45% of Facebook's total revenue. Media buyers they've heard from on Wednesday shared a range of scenarios, and some not seeing any changes yet. Others actually making dramatic changes in near-term budgets, some of them even raising digital budgets. So here's the deal, is that there's a consumer change as well that's going to be happening here, and we need to be able to respond to it. But at the same time, brands can get jittery if their previous campaigns don't touch ground with the boots on the ground type of interactivity. So JD, what's your thought on some of these insights that the article is providing?
I don't think it's too far off. I think it's going to be more industry specific. Mm-hmm. You know, like that said, I mean, it's tough, right? Like I got an email from a D2C company that was like, hey, buy some jeans. And you're like, not right now. Like, I'm not buying jeans right now. I'm sorry. I'm stressed out. You know, I'm freaking out. What's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, trying to get the best information. Buying jeans is not top of mind. And I can only imagine I was hearing from friends in the digital marketing space, and they were complaining a lot this last week around how performance just tanked. And I was like, yeah, just like the stock market, man, it's up and down, and we're all trying to figure this out. So, you know, it might be a good time to pause or, you know, like take a quick break, think through your strategies. But at the same time, if you're in other industries, now might be a good time to, you know, put on some gas. Like this might be a time for you to get into some inventory for really cheap.
That's right.
And it might be able to, you know, optimize and ultimately get those searches that are when they are looking for you.
Absolutely. The trend may not be actually just budget cutting. I mean, there's another group that could certainly capitalize on this. The article actually talks about trade show circuit. You know, the entire level of conferences are all being canceled, and it's sorry to see, because there's such great opportunity to be able to connect to different groups and brands. But the point is, these things are being canceled. They have to be. And even Tim Jensen, friend of the show, a PPC campaign manager over at Clix, said that he was talking to one client that is seeing several of the trade shows get canceled and wants to put more into the digital to make up those lost leads that usually pick up at events. So that's the other side, is that if you're physically challenged in the marketplace, if you're actually being restricted by reaching your customers, there's other ways to be able to reach them, and digital is certainly that.
Yeah, correct. I've heard the same thing. I was having a conversation just like this last week, and they were supposed to be going to these Gartner conferences. Well, the Gartner conferences have been, you know, canceled, and that was a huge lead driver. So they're taking all those decks, they're making them into webinars, they're doing a lot more partner marketing as a way to ultimately drive leads and get them into the funnel so their sales team can close.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's agility in this particular time period that's going to pay off for organizations. So look at your campaigns and look at what you may very well want to do differently, right? Because if you're not looking at it in the midst of consumer shift and consumer focus, then you got your hand off the wheel here. You got to get in and look at what's happening. That leads us to a search engine land article by Kimberly Dutcher, COVID-19 and the corporate social responsibility in search engine marketing. So this is another take on what's happening in the marketplace. Is, I mean, obviously we have this challenge here. There's a lot of capitalization, exploitation on certain terms, and you certainly see Amazon is pushing back and challenging and removing advertisers that are trying to price gouge on face masks and Purell and what have you. But there's a lot of strategy changes that have to be reflective of what you're doing here. Set up automated reporting to review traffic and spend at a glance, and watch for different factors. I mean, on top of everything else, Google's also restricting advertisers using the word coronavirus and the like. So, I mean, there's certain things that are actually happening that you have to pay attention to and protect yourself from. So if you're running an AdWords campaign or any type of PPC campaign that could be fallen prey to kind of a whirlwind of terms, pull back on your broad match. Make sure you're negatively filtering some of these terms that are running rampant right now. So that's a very deep article from Kimberly. What were your thoughts about some of the things that she was talking about, JD?
I thought she brought some really good points. And I think this is one of those things you want to take day by day. You want to be in there and looking at these keyword search reports, making sure that you're on the right terms. This is really important. If you're going to be spending in this time, make sure you're doing it in a very thoughtful way. You know, look through those blacklists. You know, if you can be on Facebook and you can, you know, make sure that you're getting rid of, you know, like coronavirus news media, right? I mean, making sure that you just don't want your ad next to that, but also know that it's probably going to be, right? It's hard to get through any like social feed, whether that's Twitter, whether that's LinkedIn, whether that's Facebook, without seeing coronavirus. It's everywhere. But, you know, kind of do your best as a way to remove yourself from that conversation, because the conversation is probably not going to lead to a purchase. Again, no. Unless you're price gouging for masks and
right, Purell. Exactly. I mean, I think the ad platforms are doing their due diligence to be able to restrict right. that. But you're absolutely right. There's a brand scenario here. If you inadvertently get drawn into this conversation, into these news feeds, how does that helping you? Unless you're actually changing the conversation and wanting to reach out and be able to help organizations. Yeah, that's right. And in fact, there's another number of organizations. I think I just saw a credit card ad where they're wiping out all interest until 2021. Now,
wow.
You know, how does that work into this particular conversation? I mean, there's a number of offers out there that are directly tied to helping people in this time of crisis. I saw City Barbecue, love City Barbecue, and they're offering, I think, free delivery, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, yeah, do that. If you have the capability to be able to help people during that, certainly advertise in that space, but be cautious of that association to such a volatile topic.
Yeah. And I think, you know, something you were hitting on too, is like, you know, how can your company, your business help people in this time of need? You know, is mm-hmm. it extended free trials? Is it I don't know about interest rates on for your business, but, you know, to thinking through, how do you help, right? I saw Asana is giving away, you know, free 1 year business license mm-hmm. for nonprofits and organizations helping out with the COVID-19 stuff. So
right.
I think that there's a ways for a business, when that headline was around social responsibility, that is something that is very responsible. And I don't think it's necessarily just a marketing gimmick or right. a marketing ploy to get attention. It is truly helping people and an organization. So think through that. I think it's a good thing for marketers to also be challenging, leadership, and also be thinking through ways that we can help.
No, you've nailed it right on the head. There is that we also should be paying attention. This is where principals actually stand up. And
that's right.
If you have a strong principled company, what a great way to be able to assist individuals. It's not all about the buck, obviously. We're all in it together as a team, and I hate to sound like a cliche, but if there's something that your company can do to be able to help somebody else in need, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about remote work, but there's actually an organization, a team up of a number of SEOs that actually have put together a helping small businesses that are actually suffering from their brick and mortar loss. If they're not online, they're actually donating their time to be able to help these different companies just get visible in this particular time of crisis. That's exactly what you're talking about.
That's really cool. I mean, that's something too, when you think about even on a personal level. I mean, think about the skills that you have. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that. I was, even within our own neighborhood and our own community here in Santa Cruz, I saw some the younger demographic were posting, hey, older demographic, I'm happy to go run some errands for you. I'm happy to go pick up some groceries. That's so, cool. You know, even on an individual level, what can you do?
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. So those are the news articles. We certainly want to bring Google updates to you as we see them, because there's a constant chatter and a constant series of updates that we're experiencing. And it's always led by Barry Swartz over at Search Engine Roundtable. Always want to give kudos to him. But you also jump into Barry's tweet. He's running a poll right now asking users, should Google stop pushing out search algorithm updates during the COVID-19 outbreak? I mean, I think you're probably going to get a pretty focused answer here, but going into the Google updates, check it out. There's some charts here going through real quick. SEMrush is actually showing up with less volatility. I mean, it's been a pretty even keel here for the last 2 weeks, but if you actually start looking at Moz, the next slide in here, and again, sorry for our audio listeners, there is a bit of an uptick that we're starting to see over the last 3 or 4 days. Now, Barry's actually letting people know they're noticing possibly an algorithm change around the 10th of March. If you look at Cognitive as well, you see some blips on the radar here. And furthermore, even in Rank Ranger, we're seeing a number of some choppy waters again. I sound like a weather person. I really do. So there was a -3% swing over on Google and a -4% swing of fluctuation in the search engine results. But if you deep dive into Rank Ranger's SERP insights, you're going to see something very interesting. The video carousel visibility dropped from 17 to 15%. That's a sizable drop right after the 10th. And then also just reflecting back on what happened in the 28th, the related questions have still been dropped out of SERP literally from the 28th all the way through. So they've never picked up. So there's a number of things that are happening here. We're certainly seeing a blip to the radar, but we do have to make sure that you, if you're watching your ranks, pay attention to the fact that the game is changing. Consumers are paying attention to different things right now, and Google's certainly going to respond to those actions. What say you, JD?
You know, I think I'm with you going back to the poll. Like, I think we should probably pause some things, right? I get it. Businesses need, business meaning like Google needs to, they're always refreshing their algorithm. It's always learning. It's always putting out. But like, maybe like no core updates, you know, nothing like too wild.
Right.
Because again, that causes such like ripples through websites, through the marketing teams, mm-hmm. through the technical teams. And we all kind of end up in reactive mode. But it feels like I've already been in reactive mode for the last 2 weeks.
Sure.
I don't need this. On top of that, so
I would assume that they would decide to veer away from any type of core updates during this period of time. But you
Google,
may
please empathy.
Well, they proclaim empathy. So, okay, we're going to call right. you to the carpet here. But at the same time, looking at the consumers is don't get. For if you're watching your ranks, don't get surprised that organic's going to drop because the consumers are paying attention to different things right now. You're not going to get the same or build on organic depending on your industry. Obviously, there's going to be a shift here. So watch, but be careful not to assume so much. Don't assume that there's actually a core update happening if you have some rank changes because again. Google's learning off of the consumers that are searching right now. So, I mean, there's a time period of control. This is not the time period. Don't measure without context here, right?
That's a really good point. I feel that way in pretty much all weekly, monthly reports. Yeah. It's like you got to provide context. You got to understand what's happening. Out there, not just looking at it day over day, going, where's my results? You know, where's my ROAS? Or like, where am I ranking right now? Yep. It's like, hey, let's look at what else is happening in the world, in your city, your country, whatever that may be. Absolutely. So context is key.
Context is key. So we wanted to go live with this particular news break because this is it's very contextual, very topical, and we wanted to make sure that people learn about what's happening on the digital front. Be careful about budgets. Don't be so reactionary, but at the same time, learn how to be able to change based on some of the waters that we're seeing right here, but don't extract too much from it because everything's up in the air. All right, so certainly want to thank our continued sponsor of the show, Ahrefs, fantastic tool set to be able to do competitive analysis. The tools actually show you how your competitors are actually getting traffic and why. You can see the pages, the content, the inbound links for their sites, as well as the exact words that they're ranking on. From there, you can replicate or improve on their strategy. So go over to Ahrefs.com and start a free trial today. It's a fantastic program, a lot of great data, and you're going to be swimming in that as soon as you light that up. So if you're working from home right now, jump over there and try it out. All right, so that's all the news for this week. Be sure to check out the full interview that we're going to be having live here at 3 p.m. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can get updated for our next live show. And let us know how we're doing over at edgeofthewebradio.com and take our listeners' poll. So from all of us over at Edge of the Web, see you real soon.